This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. Special guests set to join us here. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Jordan Schultz, Fox Sports NFL insider, joins us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you? Oh, Jordan Schultz going to join us here momentarily on your home of the Cowboys. Go over, you know, I think my biggest question right now is, are they done? Is this going to be all we get here about until the draft as far as movement, maybe some pre-training camp stuff after that? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, in my mind, I would just be guessing if a player and an agent get a little bit queasy before the draft and they don't want to risk waiting till after the draft to try and hop on board with a team and they're willing to drop their asking price significantly, specifically at wide receiver perhaps, then maybe the Cowboys would be interested. But by and large, it feels like they're probably done.
Yeah, like a Keenan Allen. We talked about that on Love of the Star last Saturday, Brian. Mm-hmm. I'd love a Keenan Allen addition. I think that would fit perfectly into what they want to do. But I do agree. I think the bulk of what they're trying to accomplish prior to the draft is probably done.
Yeah, I could see that as well. You know, I think it does make a lot of sense for Keenan Allen and Amari Cooper just to see what happens after the draft. Does somebody get injured in training camp? If not, maybe in the first month of the season, I think these players could be available for a while. Brian, what kind of feeling do you get out there from the Cowboys?
Yeah, I feel like that if they've done a really much better job of from years past of identifying guys and saying, okay, we're going to go after this guy, we're going to go after this guy, and kind of fill a hole or two that way. So I think if the price range falls within the parameters again, I would not be surprised. And I think they're open to really kind of all positions here too. I don't think it's just, oh, we're specifically looking for a receiver here or we're looking for this or that. I think they're kind of, they're open to trying to make their team better any way they can.
Okay, you have Auburn now taking Alabama State to the woodshed here, 54-36. Yeah. They're pulling away in that one. VCU leads BYU 17-14 in the first. That's the only other game that is in progress other than that McNeese-Clemson upset alert there, which is at half with an 18-point differential. The classic 12-5 happening once again. As Jordan Schultz joins us now here. Is that what I got? Okay, Jordan Schultz joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you, guys. I'm never sure how to get this shot looking right. So I don't know.
No, nah, man, you were good.
Oh. Where are you right now? Yeah. Are you at home? Are you on the road?
No, I'm home. I never have it looking just right.
That's okay, man. The voice sounds good.
I'm getting hammered looking at his video.
Yeah, we're good.
That should be good.
We are good, Jordan.
There you go. That's one of the keys of being a proper insider, though, right? You got to have the backdrop with your awards and your pictures and stuff. And
no books, awards, books. No photos.
Yeah. Maybe a video game console.
Yeah, my video console. I guess this is probably the best it's going to look.
So, Jordan, we were just talking. Are the Cowboys done? You know, through free agency, are we effectively over now?
Yeah, nothing substantial. I don't foresee. It'll be really interesting for them in the draft, because one of the big reasons why they have had success, at least regular season success, before last season, the previous 3 years, is that they've been really, really effective in the draft, not just at the top, but in the middle and later rounds. They have drafted extraordinarily well. And given the fact that there's going to be a lot of pressure, I think, on Brian Schottenheimer and his staff to reinvigorate a team that underachieved last year, especially when you're talking about the offense with all the money they've spent, it's going to be imperative that they hit on the draft. And they do have some positions of need, and obviously we still have to figure out what's going to happen with Micah Parsons, but the draft is essential for them, more so than I think most teams.
So we do a lot of work on the draft on our show. We're part of the draft show on DallasCowboys.com. What are some of the juiciest draft rumors that are going on right now? Because I imagine, like, we call this smokescreen season. Sometimes you got to cipher through the BS and find out what's real.
Yeah, it's one of those. The quarterbacks are so fascinating. It really is, because depending on who you talk to, you'll hear so many different things. For example, I think most people believe that Cam Ward is the guy and that he will be the number one pick for Tennessee. But then you have the Shedeur Sanders element, Jackson Dart. Some people have fallen in love with Jalen Milroe, who runs, sub 4.4. Tyler Shuck from Louisville. There are a lot of guys that could end up becoming possibilities later in the first round. And so the other part, too, is like, if you're Shedeur Sanders, I think some teams look at him like he should be a top five pick. But there are other clubs that don't think he's quite there. And if you think about where he could go, if he doesn't go early, then there's a whole bunch of teams that don't need a quarterback until Pittsburgh at 21. And so there is a possibility. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there is a scenario in which Shedeur ends up falling probably more than he should. And then you think about someone like Jackson Dart, who had a really good career, specifically at Ole Miss, and then had a good Senior Bowl, I thought, performed well and at the Combine and just helped himself. Does he end up getting into the later stages of the first round? Or someone like Milroe, who's polarizing because he's not as far along as, let's say, a Sanders or a Ward throwing the ball, but athletically, physically, as a runner, I don't know if there's ever been anyone quite like him. I mean, he really is in the same class of a Michael Vick, of a Lamar Jackson, in terms of electric running tape. 19 touchdowns last year on the ground.
Fox Sports NFL insider Jordan Schultz with us here on The Fan. What do you think happens with Rodgers?
Yeah, this one, if anybody tells you they know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do, they're not telling you the truth. So I would be lying if I told you I know he's going to go here or there. I've never really believed that Minnesota was all in on him. I think he liked the idea of the Vikings, and obviously Kevin O'Connell and Jordan Addison, Hockenson and Jefferson and Aaron Jones. There's a lot to like about going to Minnesota. But I don't know if they're there. I think, as it's been made clear to me, they look at J.J. McCarthy like he's the future. And we traded up to get him 10th overall. He had the two knee surgeries. And, he's probably got to get his opportunity this year. So I don't know where Aaron's going to end up. I think Pittsburgh probably makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. But – they also have the possibility of bringing back Russell Wilson. I don't think he has the same relationship that he had with Mike Tomlin a year ago, but it doesn't mean he wouldn't be back.
Jordan, go for it.
Yeah, this Jordan, this might be an unfair question to you, but maybe from the combine, you know, people you're talking to or people you're talking to now, is there a group that the media scouts are completely wrong about talking about a player as opposed to like the scouts are telling you, listen, the media scouts have got this guy all wrong. Is there somebody like that anybody's brought up to you?
A specific player.
Yeah.
You could take that either way because sometimes a guy is overinflated or undervalued. Let me think about that. I think I tell you who people really like.
Yeah.
People really like is Luther Burden at Missouri. And I've seen, and the reason I bring him up is because some of the narrative around him is maybe he's too small and he's not going to play big enough. I disagree. He measures out about 6 feet, 190 something pounds. He runs 4.4, which is a perfect time for him. And if you go back to how dominant he's been his last 2 years in Columbia, that Missouri team has basically been him. And they've had a good quarterback, but he's been the offense. And he is a very I believe Luther Burden is a really special prospect. I don't know if he's the first wide receiver taken, but I think the more people I talk to in Indy, the more I was taken with the value and the opinion being perhaps higher on Burden internally within scouting departments than maybe even the fans know. Obviously, he's a receiver. Fans know about him. But I do think it's unfair to say he's too small, he doesn't play big enough. And I'm not a guru evaluating talent at all, but there is not a front office that I've talked to that didn't say really good things about Luther Burden. And I don't think he'll be waiting very long on draft night.
Fox insider Jordan Schultz with us here in the G-Bag Nation. So I'm sure you've been asked about this a lot, but how are you and Rap Sheet doing? And I imagine that if we had like an insider boxing undercard for like a Paul fight, you got to feel great about that matchup.
We're fine. I mean, I think it got blown out of proportion. I don't think there's much more to it, but, we're fine. I would say we're fine. I don't know how to answer that because I want to be respectful of, of everyone involved. But I'm sure that you guys, it seemed like everybody had a really good time with that.
Loved it.
Yeah.
On Combine Week, yeah, that was definitely the talk of the town in Indy.
Thank you,
for sure.
Thank you for all your efforts in that. I was curious how much your phone was blowing up after a story like that. Like, I bet
it was a lot. Yeah, no, it was a lot. I had a lot of texts, a lot of calls. Nothing trumps the Sunday night Bengals news. That was pretty extraordinary, and yeah. I felt extremely grateful to be a small part of it. With Jamar and T Sunday night in Miami at Prime 112. It, you know, it's rare to get under the hood of something, especially a story of that magnitude where it has league wide ramifications, and it was really special. And so the phone was busy in Indy, but 2-3x when I woke up Monday morning.
how big of an influence was Joe Burrow and all that? Like, do you think that's the reason? Because the Bengals never fork up cash the way they just did for two guys at the same position.
No, it was huge. Burrow was big going on media row saying, hey, like I need my guys back. This is essential to me. That was important. I think what was even more important, arguably, was the influence of, both receivers sharing the same agent, Rocky Arsenault, who's actually Dallas-based. And he had a ton of leverage, and he used it perfectly. It was a master class in agenting. And I say that because, to your point, the Bengals don't break precedent on pretty much anything. But one of the key points that they harped on was, we're going to do this deal together, and we're both going to have the guarantees through year two. That's not something that the Bengals have ever done other than Joe Burrow. And they made that an essential part of the process. Cincinnati was very reluctant to do it because, again, it's not something they've ever done. And they finally, you know, acquiesced. And I give a lot of credit to T and Jamar for sticking together on it and saying, we want to remain in Cincinnati and we want to win a Super Bowl with Joe. And I think they did a hell of a job. And obviously we still have to see, you know, what happens with Trey Hendrickson. But they've gotten the majority of this thing done now. And another thing too, that I learned, I didn't even know was T. Higgins grew up a Bengals fan and AJ Green fan. So some people have asked me, hey, why didn't T go to the open market? I think T genuinely wanted to get this done in Cincinnati, and they want to bring a Super Bowl back to the city.
Jordan, how difficult is your job?
It's tough, man. I appreciate the question. It's tough. You know, the hardest part is probably this right here, the phone.
You can't stop looking at it, can you? You never leave it.
Yeah, you know, there's always something coming in. And as a result, you gotta find that balance, Brian. You really do. It's not something that comes easy, the balance. You know, my wife and I have two young kids, and there's been times when I just put the phone away because you can't live on that thing. It becomes an appendix. It's attached to you, and it's not, I don't know, it's for my state of mind, my mental well-being, having it 24 hours a day isn't always the best solution. So, yes, these couple weeks, you're pretty much locked in, but so that's really hard. And it's really important to me to have, you know, other parts of my life have balance. The other thing too, is just, you know, it's sitting on information,
yes,
and making sure that because, you know, so many things you end up not being able to report, or you're sitting on it, someone else jumps it. And, you know, that's tough too, but, it is very rewarding and it is, entertaining. You know, I'm a competitive guy. I played basketball for four years in college. I've always wanted to win. And so now that I'm old and decrepit, this is kind of what I've resorted to.
Well, it seems like you're getting more wins recently. Did some things fall in place for you?
I think the last, you know, this was my third year, my fourth free agency cycle. And I certainly appreciate the kind words. I think, you know, every year you try to get maybe 10 or 15% more. Mm-hmm. I always look at it like, if you can get one or two big stories a cycle, really seismic stories, that's significant. And so, you know, the first huge story I think I probably got that helped validate me was when Rob Gronkowski retired, he had me announce it for him.
Nice.
That was a validating story because I don't think people really knew who I was necessarily before that. You know, so you get one of those, and then obviously I mentioned, you know, T and Jamar, and I was able to say that they're exclusively telling me, like, these things add up, and you start to create, you know, wins to your point. It's almost like a basketball game or a football game. You know, you're not going to be able to go for the 60-yard bomb every play, but every once in a while you got to let them know you have it in your bag. You got to hit it.
Well, a big one would be Micah Parsons, and we did hear some whispers that this deal could be gaining steam and maybe even done as early as this week. Have you heard any more about the Micah news?
I they're talking. I think Jerry really wants to reward his best player and his, you know, franchise icon. You know, obviously they've taken care of CD, they've taken care of Dak, rightfully so. But Micah's the one guy left. You know, DeMarcus Lawrence left, and you know, they just paid Osa. They have to get Micah Parsons done. I don't see any other scenario that is realistic. He's just, not only is he a great player, but he's to me, I guess, along with Dak and CD, but he's the face of the franchise, and he is a model citizen. You drafted him. You could have paid him last year. You pushed him down. I think, again, they're talking. Is it imminent? I don't know if I would say that. But I think both sides would like to get this done. I know it's really important to Jerry. Obviously, it has to make sense financially. But I do think if he had his druthers, Jerry wants to reward Micah, as he should.
Thanks for all the insights and perspective on things. Jordan Schultz, NFL on Fox Insider. Thanks for joining us here on The Fan, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys. Take care.
There he goes. Dude. Salute to you. Krusty's Corner coming up next. Brian, what you got?
Yeah, we had a mock draft we did on the draft show today. I want to walk you guys through it. Zach and I had a lot of fun. We'll do that next.